From the network that brought you The Office and 30 Rock, John Lithgow stars in Trial and Error.
I did not kill my wife. Back in the day, I was known as a lady killer.
It's a murder mystery wrapped in a comedy.
Where were you the night Margaret was murdered?
I went to get gardening supplies.
Fantastic. I'm sure they have security video.
One shovel, one tarp, and let's throw in this ski mask.
Trial and Error. After the finale of This Is Us, March 14th on NBC.
Hey guys, we are talking episode one of season one, Ease the Arrangement. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, we are so excited to be joining you tonight to talk about E's new scripted, highly anticipated show, The Arrangement. I'm Tessa Saval. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tessa_Saval.
And I'm Jessica Carroll, and you guys can find me at JessCarrollTV.
And I'm Allie Nast. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nast and on Instagram at AllieGirl.
Great. Well, you guys, I'm so excited about this show. It was really, really fun. So
yeah.
Before we dive into these, like, really awesome characters, what were your guys' first overall impressions of the show?
I was drooling because I think Josh is very hot. Josh plays Kyle West in the show.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of dreaming, wishing that maybe something like that would happen to me. But one can continue to dream, right? But no, I actually really did like it, and I'm excited to see how it's all going to unfold. Mm-hmm. My first initial thoughts was that I felt like it was a Cinderella story, like a Hollywood fairy tale. But I have a feeling that it might not have the best ending, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my initial thoughts was at first I was kind of like, you had mentioned it was going really fast, and that was like the greatest way mm-hmm. to explain it, mm-hmm. because I was starting to get into it. I'm like, okay, this is like, this could be real. This could definitely be real, but I was kind of shocked by the fact that they signed the contract by the end of the episode, because yeah. I thought they were going to drag that out a little bit longer.
It moved so fast.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm. And so, overall, I like it. I'm really excited to see where this season's going to take us, especially because I was a little shocked that they got to the contract so quickly.
Yeah.
So, it just definitely kind of threw me through a loop. At the same time, I'm really excited. I think the characters are intriguing. There's so much development to happen to each of mm-hmm. them. So I'm really, I'm intrigued to see where it's going to take us.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. It's like very dramatic, yeah. yet so fairy tale like mm-hmm. that it's a really interesting combination. Okay, so let's talk about Kyle and Megan.
Yes.
What are your guys' thoughts about these two characters?
Should we ship them? Are they like shippable already?
What do you mean?
Well, meaning, like, when you, like, combine the names, yeah. like...
Oh, for sure,
Kygan,
they're shippable.
Kygan?
Well, they did sign a contract,
yeah,
so.
They are definitely shippable.
So, what could we say? Like, Kygan or... probably Kai...
Michael?
I guess we'll have to work on that
If you guys can think of a great chip name, let us know in the yeah. comments below.
Please do. No, I think with both of them, at first... I thought he was really intriguing, and I liked that he was totally kind of, you could tell he was in love with her compared to the other girls he had been introduced to through the casting phase. But at the same time, I kind of was like, wow, he's actually a good guy. And it wasn't until the end of the episode where I was like, you're a little fishy. Something's up. But it yeah. wasn't until the end of the episode that I got that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I was kind of like, okay, he's normal. And then it kind of wished away. So I still need another episode to really get, like, dig in and figure out who I trust,
right.
what I don't trust.
And I liked how they cast them. Like, I really liked Megan. I actually even kind of stalked her on Instagram, and she has the most adorable dog in real life. So I really liked her, and there was something about him, just like you said, that mm-hmm. I felt like it was like love at first sight,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
But then towards the end with the whole contract, actually with the contract thing, it kind of reminded me a little bit of 50 Shades of Grey, mm-hmm. you know, how he has a contract, he's so controlling and this and that. But we'll have to see. I'm curious to know what's really in the contract.
Mm-hmm. Me too, because it's hefty.
The arrangement,
so
you know.
Well, she signed it so easily.
Yeah.
She was just like, doo-doo-doo. I was like, wait, we're not going to, like, revisit this? Because the last time it was her manager that was showing her, and she's like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden we see her signing it. So there was a little bit more information that I would like to have been filled in on. But, and can we just speak, were you guys ever fans of the OC?
Not really.
Okay, no. So I was a huge fan of the OC, and Autumn Reeser was the one who played the manager, and she was in the OC, and I loved her character, Taylor, so I just was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah.
So, fun fact.
But what happened to Megan is just proof, I mean, it's obviously scripted, but it's proof that your life can change overnight. Like, she was, you know, the struggling actress, waiting tables, going in auditions, and then overnight, she is now married to this superstar, Kyle West, who has more money than he knows to do with, private airplanes, you know, heading off on these vacation
trips. Buying islands.
Yeah, buying islands. So it's like, wow.
I know, because she started the episode with a boyfriend and ended with a different husband.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great way to put it. Like, what?
Which also I found completely insane was the fact that they planned this for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I kind of was a little shocked by, because it then made me think, okay, so did they, before she went on this audition and stuff, did they kind of, who was that lady, what was her role? She was like the...
Dean?
Or assistant, or not assistant, but she was like kind of like the producer, I think.
Terrence's...
I don't know her name. I gotta figure that out, yeah. But she, I was wondering if maybe she like found her and sussed her out and did all the background research and like pegged her to be the one he would choose.
You like, think?
I kind of was thinking that. Like, maybe she was the one that kind of was like... Because she kept pushing for her, you know? And then the way that she hired that girl... Annika.
Oh, Annika.
How she hired Annika to come in and, like, break her and her boyfriend up. I was thinking then maybe it was plotted this whole time in her mind. Not in anybody else's, but she was the one behind it. So I was kind of questioning there why or how that happened and, like, what her meaning behind it was. But maybe that's me just overthinking, so.
Whoa, but you might be right now that you put all those pieces together.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought about it that way, Allie.
Well, that's very interesting. Maybe that should get to be my prediction. She's the one, like, planning his whole life from start to finish.
I almost think that she's just on Megan's side, and that I think Terrence's real name is Michael. Terrence is going to have... Because Kyle speaks very highly of Terrence. Best friend. He's, you know, involved in this institute. And I think that Terrence might have more power over Kyle than he thinks. And I think that the institute might get involved and have more control over their relationship and Kyle's life in general than Megan knows right now.
Definitely.
Well, and piggybacking off of that, I realized kind of at the end of the episode, neither of them really have families. Which I think is kind of interesting because they're both, well, at least Kyle's very, like, controlled. Like, he has so many people in his life that are controlling him. And then Megan's kind of the opposite and, like, went off the grid for a while, we found out, and, like, is an orphan and all this stuff. And she's very uncontrolled. But yet they're both kind of almost lonely in a sense. Like, they're both alone in this world at the same time.
Yeah, I feel like there are so many different pieces that are playing into this huge puzzle of where they came together for this contract, because now just talking aloud, too, it makes me think, I did kind of, at the end of the episode, think that he wasn't as authentic as I generally thought in the beginning, but I just... Wait, I can't even remember where I was going with this, but basically, I think that... Where his relationship was where he wanted it, I thought that he was maybe faking it at the end.
Really?
Like, I didn't think it was real. When I got this to the contract, I was like, okay, now I'm on the fence of, was this authentic or was this, like, planned for yourself? Like, was he kind of, like, you know, fishing her those compliments, fishing her those things, or is he actually in love? Like, I don't know. I'm in a whirlwind of a tornado figuring out who I can trust and who
I can't. See, I kind of feel like he was... He actually did feel different around Megan, but maybe I just see everything on the positive side.
Right. No, I definitely think that too, but I was wondering if maybe those things he was feeling is like, okay, well, I can work with this. You know what I mean? Like, he saw her as like, okay, you're someone that, like, yeah, I like, but I can make this into something that I want, like, spin it around to be his benefit.
So do you think it was his idea about the contract, or do you think it was Terrence's idea about the contract?
I think not necessarily his idea, but I think he's obviously playing into it and like, okay, well, this is obviously for my... He even said that. He was like, it's for my my brand and
yeah.
for my better being, better
for my reputation.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Right now, I mean, we have so much to play off of this first episode. All these theories coming out are just...
But just like you said, when she decided to sign the contract, I thought for sure that was going to happen in the second, third episode.
Yeah.
But, and there's only, what, there's 10 episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. So they're, boom, we're already in it. We're in it, and we're ready to run with it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see it. Even when she, like, took that deep breath before she got out of the car, and then all these lights, and... But he was waiting for her, and...
Yeah.
Excited to show all the press that...
That is something that he's done differently, is that from, like, you know, thinking if it is planned. Because, honestly, these are just my theories in my head. Like, oh, maybe he's, you know, deviously doing this.
Right.
But on the outside, like you're saying, he really is genuinely nice for what it seems so far. He's being that, like, you know, not pushing her away, which most guys usually do. But in this, like, scenario.
I wonder what happened with his crazy ex. Was it an ex?
I'm very curious about that, too. Yeah.
Because did she have a contract? Like, were they married with the contract? Like, I don't know.
They said that she didn't sign a contract, and that's the reason they wanted to make this one for his reputation, so he wasn't put through it again. But then I think there was a scene, maybe there was a couple people that I was trying to figure out who they were. I think there was a scene, maybe I'm mistaking, that she came back and they kind of were talking. She was talking, I think, with the lady that's Terrence's, like, counterpart. We don't remember her name.
I think her name is Dean.
Dean? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dean?
Well, I think they were talking, and it was like they had planned for her to do that and planned for her to go off the rocker. Did I make that up? I could have sworn I saw, like, a small... But maybe that was Annika. Maybe I'm mixing the two.
Wait, are you talking about Sophie?
Yeah.
Like, the therapist?
No, not Sophie.
So she randomly started touching him? Like, what was all that about?
That was so weird.
And then she...
I could not understand that, because then they told her that the arrangement was over.
Yeah.
So, was that supposed to be, like, his rebound or something after his actual ex?
I think that she was the, like, latest person to sign. I don't know if she was necessarily married to Kyle, but I think that she signed a contract. And that when Megan came in the picture, her contract was just, like, done, and so they let her go. That's what I got, but I don't know.
I don't know, because at the same time, they were talking about the Institute and how they were going to put her into the Institute now or something.
Yeah, and what's that?
I don't know. The Institute.
Maybe all the people who signed the contract that end up
in this Institute
go to the Institute.
Whatever it may be. Like, what kind of Institute?
Probably because they're so crazy in the mind.
From, like, all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so many questions, honestly. Now, like, it's crazy when you talk about shows like this, too, and you're talking about it with other people. All your thoughts are coming out, and, like, I'm hearing yours, and I'm like, oh, wait. And then it confuses everything you thought in the originally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what makes the show, I think, so great off the start, is that we have so much to play off of, and it's going to make it, like, lead up to so much suspense.
Do you guys like Megan and Kyle together?
I do, too.
You think that they look like a couple and act like a couple and they'd be cute together?
I mean, it's hard because it's been, what, like a day
right?
and they got married, but I do like them together. Mm-hmm. I think even when they had that moment where she was doing her Shakespeare, like, rap.
I loved that.
I just loved that moment. They genuinely just, like, seem so kind of infatuated with each other in that moment, and she's being, like, a total goofball, you know?
Yeah. And I loved her answers to the questions.
Me too.
Like, she walked into that audition not caring what anyone was going to think and just answered the questions. And it really showed her personality, and she wasn't trying to suck up as the character. And even when they were like, oh, we just want to get to know you. And she's like, well, actresses aren't playing themselves.
Yeah.
They're playing this character.
Yeah.
Like, what were the questions? If you could have anyone else's life, who would it be? Emily Earhart. And then, you know, Kyle refers to that again when they get on the private airplane. The most dangerous thing you've ever done. Hitchhiked from somewhere to Virginia Beach.
Oh, it was Hoboken to Virginia Beach.
Where is that?
It's in Virginia. I actually am from Virginia, so I thought that was funny. I was like, oh, except Hoboken's not in Virginia.
It's in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh, I thought you were asking, like, where, never mind.
Oh.
No, because I was like, yeah, but Virginia Beach, like, I'm from there. And I was like, hey, that's fun.
Oh. And then, what's your greatest fear? Maximum security prison.
Yeah, well, I think these answers made her seem really smart, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, I'm afraid of snakes. Like, everyone's afraid of snakes. It's like, I'm scared of, like, prison, and I want to be, like, Amelia Earhart, who, like, traveled the world.
Yeah.
Like, the first female pilot. Like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me think, like, how would I answer these questions? It shows that she's a smart human being, which I love. You know, she's got the look, she got the brains.
And then it referred to her later being an NYU dropout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So good college, but then again, she dropped out of college, she went off the grid, and I'm very curious to know why.
Yeah. Do you think her ex is going to come back into the picture?
I think so.
Yes.
I think he's going to come, and that's going to make even more complications towards the contract, because it's going to be like, oh. Yeah.
The contract. I just think it's so funny.
Yeah, but, like, I think that he's going to come back and kind of be the realization of, hey, she's not actually pregnant. She was an actress. Like, you can go check her out on, like, whatever. Because that's the thing, is they're going to get her an agent, but that kind of blows the cover of her being pregnant, right? If she's going to be, like, an actress now, it's gonna, like, it's all going to come back to bite them in the butt anyways.
That is true.
So, I don't know. I mean, there's definitely going to be a huge pitfall disaster this, like, in the middle of this. I can already feel it coming.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for it.
I am, too. I love all this drama stuff.
Same. It's great.
It's going to be really fun. Okay,
and this is the second actual scripted show on E!
Yeah.
Which is... So, first was The Royals.
Oh, my gosh, which I'm obsessed with. They actually do the after show for that, and I kid you not, it is literally one of the best shows on television. I'm obsessed with it. I'm not just saying that. I, like, actually think so.
And
like,
so, and then this one, which, I mean, there's drama in The Royals, and there is drama. Like, E! Knows how to pick the drama, you know? And I actually know that I think it's written and produced by the same guy who did Mad Men.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys ever watched Mad Men, but I loved Mad Men, so...
I mean, I actually haven't, but I've heard obviously so much about
so
it.
Much,
but it's one of those things I've been like on my like Netflix like watch list, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
I don't know why Mad Men reminds me of my dad because he used to always watch that show. So that's
No, but I mean it's so true to E too because E is such a celebrity focused network, and here we are having a show about fictional celebrities, so it fits perfectly. And I feel like it's done very similar to like The Royals and like the type of drama that it is, and kind of that higher society.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the brunette girl who always parties and
Princess Eleanor, but in real life.
On the Royals?
Alexandra Park. Is she on the Royals?
Yeah. So she... I hope that we see, like, a little bit of crazy side like that with Megan.
Okay.
We saw that she parties and, you know, chugging out of the bottle and all that. So hopefully there's more scenes like that. And then the drama... I don't know. What do you guys want to see more of?
I just want to see more of them together as, like, a couple to see how the dynamic starts to grow, because we saw them kind of in their lovey-dovey stage and their banter, and it's really cute and everything, but, like, are they going to have serious talks? You know what I mean? Like,
and also, is she going to get the role? Like, if they're married, is she going to get the role?
I never thought about that. I would assume so.
Because
I would hope so.
I would hope so, right? Like, okay, you can either take this role or...
Well, no, but she was shooting when they got the contract, right? So that meant she got the role.
Well, no, that was...
No, but that was her last project.
Yeah.
This was, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Like, she went in for the audition. I don't think they even told her whether she got the part or not.
Yeah, no. They just were like, here's the contract.
Okay.
So...
Oh, my gosh.
It's definitely gonna be...
Do you guys trust them? Like, as individuals, like, do you trust Megan and do you trust Kyle?
So far, I feel like I trust Megan more than Kyle, but at the same time, she has that little iffiness about her with the whole going off the grid.
See, because there's a part of me that doesn't trust Megan.
No,
I feel
definitely.
Like something, like, a little off, but I tend to trust Kyle more.
Really?
Yeah.
You trust him more?
I do.
Interesting.
You know, I think you actually brought up a good point. I think I do trust Kyle. But I feel like it's the Institute and Terrence that are messing with Kyle.
Yeah, that's true.
I honestly think that Kyle, deep down inside, is a good guy, really cares for Megan, but he has this Institute and Terrence messing with his mind, saying, like, she's going to ruin your reputation. Like, she has to sign this contract. You have to marry her.
Yeah.
You know, you have to split whatever, like, whatever the rules are.
Yeah.
It's like he's kind of being, like, puppeteered in a way, like, unknowingly, unbeknownst to
him. Which I think is why I sense that, and I trust him, because I feel like he almost doesn't realize what he's doing in the slightest bit.
Yeah, it's like he's just trying to do what's good for his brand
he's like
and for his company.
Manipulated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's looking for, like, an authentic actress, an authentic person.
Yeah.
And that's clearly Megan. I mean, she goes into the audition, and she just answers those questions, like, just as she wants to. Mm-hmm.
And not like, it's not like premeditated, like, oh, well, now they're asking me that. Let me think of the best answer that I can say. And like, you know,
to impress you. Yeah. She just batted
him off.
Yeah.
So.
Which is interesting because I feel like since Kyle's so manipulated, they would almost want to pick someone who could be easy manipulated like him. And she's not that way.
I think that's why Terrence didn't like her. Because she was it was her way. She wasn't going to go by the rules. She wasn't going to try to impress people. She's not going to change. She is the girl
that
she
makes
is.
So much sense.
And I think that's why Terrence didn't like her. Because he was like, we won't be able to control her, whereas they clearly control Kyle.
Well, then that kind of would lead into my theory with the whole Dean situation, how she planned everything. Because she might be trying to combat with Terrence and his...
Maybe.
Like, whatever. Maybe she's actually really trying to look out for Kyle in this situation. Mm. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So, okay, moving on to the Institute. What do you guys think of the Institute of Higher Learning?
I honestly have no idea what I... Like, my brain was like, Higher Institute, in what way? Like, is this prestigious? Is this religious? Is this a learning... Like, I don't know.
Speaking of religious, there's a lot of... not a lot of controversy, but there's articles out there that this is actually a tie-in with the whole Scientology... Mm-hmm. I mean, when I watched it, I did not think of that.
Yeah, me neither, clearly.
Really? Because I feel like that was one of the first things I thought of. I was like, oh my god, it's Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
You thought that?
I did.
I honestly did not think that at all. I think it took me a little while to even understand, because I didn't, when they were in the Higher Institute, I didn't put the two together at first, because I kept jumping back in my brain between Kyle's house and the Higher Institute, so I was like, wait, where are we? Because it's different, right? Like, his house is not where the Higher Institute is, right?
From what I gathered, no, it's
okay.
Not.
Just because when you looked out, it was just like you were out on top of the hills and, like, the Hollywood Hills. So I couldn't, like, mm-hmm. my brain kept going back and forth on, like, figuring out where we were. So I literally have no idea what I thought. I just know it was weird.
Yeah.
It was just uncomfortable.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't think that. And I still honestly don't think that, but maybe it's just, I don't know. But you think so? You think it is?
I thought it was just so similar. Like, I kept thinking, where have I heard a plot line like this before? And then I was like, rewind 12 years to Tom and Katie. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, to see if it's going to play out in the same fashion as their relationship did. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know, but it's just, like, eerily similar mm-hmm. at the moment.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So. Huh.
Well, yeah, I'm curious to know about this whole institute. Like, is it just for girls that Kyle West has, like, messed up in their minds? Or what is it all about?
No, I'm so curious. Because I can't tell either if it's, like, religious. I mean, it says higher mind, right? So is that more educational?
I have no idea. I know. It's like, is it like acting school?
I don't think it's acting school. That poor girl.
Like, I don't know. I think, I literally just said Institute of the Higher Mind ? That's what it was. Institute of the Higher Mind.
And then there's the facility. So that's part of the institute, right? So what do we think the facility is?
I think that's just like where they go.
Like, it just sounds like a punishment. When they were talking about it with Sophie, it sounded like...
She was going to get, like, put away or
something. Yeah. So I'm like, is that the same thing as... I think that girl was Lauren who came up and talked to Terrence, and he, like, took her name tag off, like, kind
maybe of that's part of the...
And I was like, this sounds like that portion and that kind of meeting he interrupted, in a sense, was different than, like, the facility. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean...
Yeah.
But it could be, because if he's, like, taking name tags off of people, maybe they're, like, getting placed from one to the other. And then also, I kind of just had a realization, like, what if it's, like, in their contract that in order to sustain his brand and his reputation, in order to let these girls go off into society, they keep them in this institute where it's like, you're not allowed to talk about anything that happened between you. You're not allowed to do any of this. So it's like a way for them to I don't know, this kind of could sound crazy, but in a way, like, brainwash them to think certain things, and then they're put into, like, I don't know. I'm overthinking things right now. But, you know, I'm just trying to put out some scenarios because I have no idea of what this
hierarchy is. I have no idea, but I hope we find out
soon. Definitely.
Yeah.
But I feel like... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you want to get into some predictions? Yes. But I will let you say your thought first.
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like that is something that we might be focusing more on the relationship the next couple episodes. So maybe it's, like, halfway through the season, we finally figure out what mm-hmm. it is. It's not going to be something that, like, will be, like, right true. Away.
I think that's one thing they're going to keep us hanging on to.
Right. Like, we've gotten mm-hmm. everything so quick and so fast that that's right. the one thing they kind of can be like, oh, but maybe even next season if they're, you know, mm-hmm. that's jumping far. But maybe that's something they'll, like, dangle.
Because the Royals has how many seasons?
Three, but they just got signed on for season 4.
That's what I was wondering. Okay, so, yeah. It's interesting. So, predictions?
Yeah. So, what do you guys think is going to play out? What's going to happen?
So, I think that her ex... Okay, so I first think that Terrence and the Institute, whatever that is definitely going to get involved and become very controlling. And I think mm-hmm. later on, Megan's going to learn, like, what did I just get myself into? I feel like her life is... Her freedom, what she loves, and mm-hmm. clearly she likes to be an independent person, she just signed her life away. Like, it's yeah. gone. I mean, I think that honestly it's going to get down to what she wears, you know, where she goes, like all the stuff. I mm-hmm. think that her life is just done. And I think
sounds so sad.
I know. I think her ex is going to come in and stir things up a little more. I think that Kyle really does love her, and mm-hmm. I think they really do love each other, but just yeah. with everything else going on, it's going to confuse it all.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that they're definitely in love. As much as I kind of got that iffiness of trust, I'm trying to figure out, like, where Kyle's actual priorities lie. But I do think that she, for sure, Megan, for sure loves him mm-hmm. already, and she's mm-hmm. seeing this future with him. So I think that at this point, too, I think maybe towards the middle of the season, we'll see the boyfriend come back, but it'll be more of a, she won't believe him, because she's going to be so sucked into this lifestyle. So she's not going to believe anything else that anybody tells her, besides, right. like, Kyle or Terrence or Dean or whatever it may mm-hmm. be. Jumping into, like, crazier predictions, I guess I'm going to go off of my theory that Dean is the one that kind of strategically placed everybody where they should be, and Terrence doesn't even realize that, because he's, like, he is, like, obviously the forefront of this, but this is the one thing that she's actually kind of have a little bit of control over, which he's not used to, so maybe that'll cause a conflict.
And you think that she did it to actually help Kyle?
Yes.
I could see that, yeah.
I agree with a lot of your predictions. I think Megan's going to get so sucked into all of mm-hmm. this, but I also see her almost rebelling at the same time, because I think she's smart enough to realize that she's getting sucked in at a certain point, and yeah. it's going to just completely explode.
And she's probably going to go to Kyle, and Kyle's going to then go to Terrence, and maybe it's going to get this whole thing. Like, she's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And then Kyle will be like, you know what? It's okay. Like, we can let this slide. And Terrence is like, nope. It's in yeah. the contract. She signed it.
True.
Yeah. Well, you know what else that I found kind of semi-controlling is towards the end, Megan saw that painting of the artist she liked, mm-hmm. but it was like such a coincidence. I mean, how often does that happen that you see, I mean, there's so many artists, so many paintings,
yeah.
that you see something like that in like a home like that? I don't know. Like, I just found it a little bit odd. Like,
maybe your girl Megan went as far as to, like, found out what yeah. artist she likes.
That she was like, I used to stare at these in college. Like, I would go to the museums and just stare at them. And I'm like, what a coincidence that this painting is in Kyle's house.
That would make sense. Because then it's like, literally, she's manipulated the situation so far as to make sure that she
feels welcome in that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. oh my God, he is my love. We share the same, you know, like interest
everything.
In art.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's going to open the fridge and be like, oh, you have my favorite cereal. Like, what?
No, I really, yeah, I see this playing out in that sense, because there's always that lovey-dovey, like, kind of physical stage at first, and then it gets deeper, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like Megan has time to kind of, like, manipulate all these future situations that they're going to have to keep Megan involved. And then I feel like Megan just might completely,
yeah,
like, realize all of it.
Oh. Man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. You really put on your... You brought up the investigation.
I really wasn't thinking until I started talking about it. But yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Because there has to be some underlying reason for all of this, more so than just, we need to protect your
reputation brand. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, I mean, at the moment, just be like, I feel like he's like, oh, she's cool and hot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to marry her. There wasn't like a really substance filled conversation that led them to be this relationship. Like, it moved so quickly off of, in my opinion, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if that can happen in real life,
one little show rap dance, like, oh my God, I'm in love with you now. I need to marry you.
Let's get married tomorrow.
Like, we just had tacos for lunch, and now we're off on a plane to a private island somewhere that you might buy. What a great day.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's amazing.
Okay, well, do you guys have any other predictions?
No.
Yeah, I think we about covered it all in my crazy theories of everybody and their, like, intricate parts of their mind, how they're going to manipulate this entire story. But
yeah, I like it, though. I see it, and I especially see, since you pointed out the painting, now I really believe it.
Yeah, I'm excited. This season's, I can tell, it's going to keep us on our toes and keep us really intrigued the entire time.
Yep.
And I'm super stoked about it.
I am too, and I hope you guys are excited. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching. I'm Tessa. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tessa_Saval.
And you guys can find me at JessCarrollTV. And thank you guys for joining us. I'm excited for next episode.
It's going to be so great. And guys, you can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And if you're interested in any other after shows, you can also tune in at 11 p.m. on Thursdays to watch us recap the new series on CMT Sun Records.
And you guys can find all things AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Make sure to subscribe, comment below, and we will see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.